So, today we're speaking to Luke Norrie, who's running for the position of mayor. Thank you, Luke, for coming to the studio. So let's begin with you telling us something about yourself. Were you born or raised here, or did you come to the shoe shop from somewhere else?
Well, I did come to the shoe shop from somewhere else. I was actually born in Summerland, and I lived in Ashcroft and Cache Creek for the first about 10, 11 years of my life. We moved out to Alberta to where my mom's family was, and that's where I spent the remainder of sort of my younger years until I graduated. And then from there, I came back to BC for a little while and worked up in the down by Caslow, tree brushing and kind of a summer job. And then I returned back to Alberta, and that's where I remained. That's where I met my wife, had our kids in and around Edmonton and different parts of Alberta. And then it was just about 2.5 years ago, actually it was about 7 years ago, we had friends move to Penticton, and we visited. And we slowly built up that kind of desire to come back, and it was just a calling. There was something that was calling us here, and we kind of looked all over the Shuswap, the Okanagan, all over interior BC, and every time we kept looking at this salmon arm, there was something about it. It was very similar, actually. I would call it the sister city to Camrose. Not to be confused with Canmore, but Camrose, same population, same demographics, same services. And the general sort of feeling about the people here and the community was, it was almost like we just moved to the twin sister city. And we decided it was time to move. And we actually moved right in the heart of the pandemic in 2020. It was really difficult to sort of get established and meet people for the first little year and a half, but it changed pretty quickly, and we have absolutely no regrets. My wife loves it. She's a teacher here. The kids love the school. We've developed some really great relationships, and it's been probably if not the best decisions we've made in our lives. I would say it's probably the best decision we've ever made as a family.
So what kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
I've been actually working for a builder and doing new house construction, renovations, equipment work, etc. I have an online business. I can go back into some of my previous experience, but right now just working in construction, and it's the one career or job or area of work that pays well. And it's one of the jobs that is expanding and exploding around here, obviously, the housing market, the housing crisis, people moving here. And that's basically what I've been doing.
So what do you like most about living in the shoe shop?
It's a half an hour, it tops in any direction, to excitement, to the great outdoors. Back in Camrose, you had to drive 2.5-3 hours just to get to somewhere kind of clean water, and it was flat. I mean, it was flat, but here the weather is beautiful. The actual four seasons is something that is we're not going to take for granted. The water, the rivers, the lakes, the hiking is absolutely something that you just can't get anywhere else. And I mean, even if you go an hour south, and all of a sudden you start to get to the desert or the brush, the scrubland, and the weather changes a little bit. So you got adventure, and the mountains an hour the other way. So we are literally, it feels like we are in God's country, and we're blessed to be here.
So turning that last question around, is there anything you don't like about the Shuswap?
At this point, I can't specifically think of anything other than I think there is less opportunity to get good paying jobs and to really be able to support your family. So I think that's an issue that a lot of people aren't able to move here. So the education system needs a lot of help. There needs to be resources. And I went to a PAC meeting last night, and one of the things they said was it's tough for teachers to move here because the cost of living is crazy. So how do we address that? Well, that'll come up in our conversation, I'm assuming, but that would be it. Other than that, it's not much to complain about.
So what do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
I think there's a humbleness, an honesty, a transparency. If you ask Pretty much anyone that I've known throughout my life in business and in personal relationships, and teachers to the Chamber of Commerce directors, I really bring sort of a humble honesty where I can listen. I think I get that from my mom. She has this view that every person's perspective matters. And to build that rapport with the employees that I've had, the business partners that I've had, the friends that I've made, and even just the people that I meet on a day-to-day basis, you take a little bit of time and you look and you speak and you make eye contact and you try to understand their perspective. So that's, I think, one of the most important qualities that I've gained over the last 40 years, trying to understand people, and people are what make the world go round.
So in line with that, are there some persons here that you particularly respect in the community?
Some of the original friends we've made have been people that right off the bat, they didn't ask what we were about or who we are. They just came to our aid. They offered food, they offered houses, or offered food and offered their friendship and their help. The gentleman I'm working for, Gary Arsenault, has been nothing but very helpful to me. When I go over there, he's given me bags of fruit that he has in his that he harvests himself. He's been a great, genuine person that has really put himself out there for me, and he's offered me employment as well. And other than that, I have yet to meet a lot of people, but everyone that I've met there's a genuine respect for. So
in your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and the area here?
There is so many. So obviously the affordable housing, and I think that is something that is, it's such a hard thing to pinpoint and figure out how do you deal with it. And I think looking at even some of the bylaws, whether it's allowing rental properties or vacation rentals or second homes, and how we address the vacancies in the people that have the money, the people that have come from the coast or the other parts of Canada with the money, they buy a house, they may not live here and contribute, is one thing. The other thing is the commerce in general. So what I've noticed the employment in Salmon Arm especially is mostly like tertiary. It's mostly service industry. So there's not a lot of secondary manufacturing, food processing, and businesses and industries that pay good money for people to establish themselves here and create a family life where they can support their families is one of the big problems. So that's something to address, is to find any way to invite and encourage that side to come. And that sort of also goes with the food security. So we're obviously in a place where a landslide can happen on a highway, and it's happened before. So, and in this day and age, food security is one of the biggest things we have to address immediately. And I know the council has put it to their sort of midterm goals, and there was discussion about that, but it has to come back. It has to be an immediate goal to collaborate with the farmers, with the food processors, with the food producers, local, in the region, other municipalities, to create this food security blanket, so that if the supply lines are targeted or are hurt in any way, we can still keep food for the population. Another one would be is the ever-growing, ever-expanding homeless population. So, and it's to the point now where I think it's going to grow exponentially, and you're going to see your neighbors that had jobs, that have families, that are struggling to even find a place to live and requiring the services of the agencies in town that are helping them out. And so this has to be brought to the light. And I think it's one of those issues that's make that postcard picture of the Shuswap of Salmon Arm. And this needs to change. So there has to be acknowledgement of this. There has to be a community-wide support. There has to be collaboration with other municipalities on how we address the very first steps of addressing this. So we can't look at it like we're going to solve this issue, but there are a couple things that can happen. And I actually visited two of the agencies that are working with the homeless and mental health and addiction. And one of the things that was very important was creating a place where they can shower and they can wash their clothes. The two things that are going to bring that dignity, because every one of us needs to feel clean and be clean. To get up in your day and not have that opportunity to feel your best, you'll never rise out of that. So these are two things that I think can be immediately addressed, and in conjunction with the other municipalities, we have to create a sort of a province-wide initiative to address two things. Start with two easy things of showers and laundry service, and then from there, move on. But obviously, the immediate issue in Salmon Arm for sure needs to be finding a place for the winter, because the Salvation Army has closed. There's nowhere to live. There's nowhere for these individuals to get out of the cold in the very short term. So that has to happen, and council should be working on that right now. There should be a collaboration between them and the agencies immediately. It shouldn't be waited for. It should happen, because it's coming in, well, you can feel it in the air.
So what is your main personal reason for running for office?
This has been something that I've had in me since I was a kid, since I was 10. There's been this desire. I was the class president in high school, which obviously, you know, you go promise you're gonna give everyone dessert for lunch and you're gonna have the parties. But I took it seriously, and when I was in that situation, it was just listening to people and hearing what their concerns were. So that has been since I was a kid. Over the last 8 months to 2 years, it has amplified itself. And based on the situation in the interior, in our province, across the country, the lack of leadership, the division that's being created, is one of the biggest reasons that I feel I'm going to do this. And I think I'm going to bring a sense of change, hope, lead by example. And I think one of the big things I will bring, it will be some mediation. So I think a mayor needs to really be strong in that mediation, where you can talk between groups and sort out the differences that we're having and come to an agreement. I know that there's nowhere in town to have a town hall. There's nowhere to speak without requesting permission from the council to gather and have these ideas, this free thought. And free thought from the public is what is ultimately going to answer these questions and solve these problems. The idea that the council or government or our leaders are going to save us is absolutely false, and it's something we shouldn't be waiting for. So my goal is to, it's more to empower these agencies, these groups, the public, the youth, and lead by example by going to the schools and talking about the problems we're having, the issues that we're having, and how we're going to work at this as a collective. And be more of, I guess, even an inspiration to get up off your butts and get out.
Apart from high school, have you ever run for political office before?
No, this is, some people have called this presumptuous. I call it aspirational. I really feel I couldn't wait in this time. The next 4 years, in my opinion, is very critical for a lot of communities across this province. We're if you don't see it, we're at a point in time where there is a storm, and we're in the middle of the storm, and everyone sees it with skyrocketing food prices and energy prices and scarcity and lack of teachers, and there's a million problems, and the way it's being addressed now is still based on this 1980s, 1990s model of politics and councils. And I think the door needs to be opened. The facade needs to be taken down. And I'm not saying it's a complete revolution of how we do civic governance, but we need to bring back the political stump. We need to talk more. We need to engage more. We need to offer those town halls. And so I've actually never run for a political office before. I'm going aiming right for the top, and I think it's something that I feel I have to do. I think I'm very capable at doing it. I'm going to bring some energy, a new vision to this position. And the one thing I have sat on was the Chamber of Commerce. So I've been a director of the Chamber of Commerce, and it's similar in that kind of aspect of governance.
So what's it like for you participating in this election campaign?
Amazing. This is something that, that's all I can say is it's been an amazing journey and a very tiring journey. There's been a, right from the get-go, it has been organizing. So I'm kind of helping run this campaign. I have a great group of individuals that are helping me to create a platform and policy based on mostly my vision of how I want to see it. But there is some genuine desire from the people that I know that want to be engaged. And the problem is people feel like they're not going to be heard. They really truly feel that whatever they do is not going to make any difference. And I think that even when I've spoken in our groups that there is a possibility, there is a change, there is a hope that we can make this turn around. And it's simple little things that we can do with bylaws and policy in council to invite these voices and to start actually talking about it more. So it's been great, tiring. I got a lot of support. My family is very supportive and I've met so many people. So regardless how this turns out on October 15th, I'm going to feel like I've won something and I've gained something and the community has gained. Like I said, even going to the PAC meeting, the Parent Advisory Council, and we're heading out Saturday to help with the local food farm, I forget the name, to help with the cleanup on the Saturday. So these groups, and that's the ultimate goal, is community engagement. So regardless of how it turns out.
So tell our listeners what you would like to accomplish if you're elected.
Number one is like what I just talked about, was creating the open dialogue, the transparency, taking down or investigating and reviewing and removing any barriers that hold back the citizen groups that are already there, the agencies that are already there to do their best work is kind of number one. It's opening the doors to council, being engaged, and myself actually going out into the community. And I would love to speak at the schools, at the high schools, at events. I would like to create a little bit more fun and energize the political aspect of this. So, and that would be something where we have events in town halls once a month, and it doesn't have to be the boring typical everyone sits in a chair, but barbecues and things like that to engage the community is one of the big things. The food security, so collaborating with the other municipalities, the people in and around Salmon Arm that are already growing, and make it easier for them to bring their products to market and encourage that local food purchase, local food supply is another one. So that's huge.
If you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
I hope that the legacy left behind will be that idea that we don't necessarily need to rely on the council to save us, to fix our problems, and we have to take in this approach of civic duty. So civic duty is one of the main things I'm going to, over the next 4 years, is focus on. And from that civic duty, it's going to empower the people that live here every day to realize we can't just rely. We think we pay taxes and everything's going to be fixed. Fix this pothole, clean that road, do these things that need to be done. We need to find this way to engage everyone from the youth and up to engage with civic duty. And the only way to do that is to lead by example. And that is one of the biggest things I want to leave behind. And what I also want is to empower people that think to themselves that this can't be done. I can't run for mayor. I can't run for council because it seems too difficult. And there are some little roadblocks. I would absolutely help anyone that is looking for this in 4 years. But I want to empower some leadership. There's a lot of leaders out here in this community that have the ability to do what I'm trying to do. And it's a matter of passing that torch and to continue this on and to start leaving behind slowly what we have thought of the way to govern and the way that our systems should work needs to be slowly changed over the next 4 years. To kind of bring about this new sense and a new common sense amongst all of us. So that is, I guess, that's my hopes at the end.
Well, Luke, thank you again for coming to share your thoughts and being a candidate in the upcoming election. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I'm willing to talk anytime you want. And this has been great. So thanks very much.
You're most welcome.